He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the January 23rd edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we're off to a bit of a slow start, but boy, we had a huge, huge day on Thursday. So a little bit of consolidation is in order here, although I'm looking at my overall portfolio here today. We're up today out of the gate so far, but the market is down. The Dow is down 34 points. The Dow is at 17,779. The S&P 500 is also down a little bit here. 3 points. What does that work out to? 0.15%. And the S&P 500 is at 2,060. The NASDAQ, on the other hand, is up. And I would have to say that my portfolios lean a little bit more towards the NASDAQ than towards the Dow, where we find a lot of stodgy old stocks of yesteryear over on that Dow, like GE and IBM, etc. The NASDAQ is up 11 points to 4,761 points. Crude oil off a little bit, and that's probably weighing on the market here. The crude oil is at $45.74 right now, but seems to have found some support here in this mid-$40 area. Gold, which has showed some promise here this year, above 1,300 for a while. Gold is at 1,294, down 0.5% here today. The euro is down again. In fact, the euro takes out an 11-year low. Print that money, boys, and look at your euro just get clobbered. 1.125. We're headed for parity here. The 10-year yield right now is at 1.83%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. And it seems like we put our printing press here in the United States on a large boat, and it went over to Europe, and they've unloaded it, and they've dismantled it, and they put it back together again. Different color ink this time. Euro's a little bit different than U.S. dollars. They need some more colors over there for those euros. In fact, my newsletter is going to have a little story on the euro and how all of a sudden printing of euros is going to really speed up over in Europe. As the European Central Bank, the ECB, obviously this past week decided to do a little bit of quantitative easing on their own. Now, it's funny how they use names that don't really tell the real story. Quantitative easing sounds a whole heck of a lot better than the ECB announcing, we're going to start printing money. Printing money. Doesn't that dilute your existing money? Yes, it does. If you're a shareholder in a stock and all of a sudden they do a secondary offering, obviously that dilutes you as an owner. And some of the penny stocks are notorious for floating more shares until you're so diluted that it's, you know, like a drop in a bucket. Well, yes, it is going to dilute the currency in Europe, and we're seeing that show up in the big drop in the euro. But having said that, the hope is that European stocks will do what U.S. stocks did during our rounds. We had quantitative easing one, quantitative easing two, quantitative easing three, and that drove our stock market higher. It remains to be seen whether or not quantitative easing will have the same impact on the European stock market. So we'll watch and we'll see, and I'll watch my app to see if any of the European, I have several European indexes in my app, European small caps, European financials, European banks, European industrials. Of course, I have all the countries, Germany, France, Spain, Portugal, Italy, Greece, which will have an election here. We'll see what the results of that are soon. But we'll see if those become interesting buys. Europe is more worried about deflation than they are inflation. And what has caused the deflation in Europe? Well, lack of wage growth, for one. That's what socialism does. Socialism drains an economy of growth, because the growth, the money is going into the social programs instead of other areas that would grow the economy. And in fact, in Europe, they've become very uncompetitive on the world market. Their wages have to contract for them to become more competitive. They can't compete on the world market. And the only way for them to compete is to obviously be more efficient in producing of those products. And that creates deflation. And that's why you're seeing deflation, and they're trying to print their way out of it rather than solve the underlying problem that creates this situation. So it remains to be seen. It's something we'll watch going forward. But for now, I remain heavily weighted in the U.S. of A., where we're still seeing some growth in our economy. We haven't gone as socialistic as Europe has yet. We're on that path. We're still maintaining some growth here in America. We're still running at about a 3% clip. Europe is running at just barely. I mean, the needle is just barely above the line right now, and it wouldn't take much for Europe to slip into recession. And obviously, the European Central Bank knows that, and that's why the European Central Bank is scrambling, cranking up the printing press to prevent Europe from going into a recession. And we'll just have to see what the long-term effects of all this money printing is down the road. Somebody's got to pay it back at some point in time. We've got $17 trillion to pay back to somebody, mainly the Chinese. We'll see where it goes long-term. In the interim, Europe not doing so well. And they're going to try to print their way out of this mess. Earnings season continues on. What grade would I give it so far? You know, it's been hit or miss, really. You've had some companies that have done really well. Skyworks, which is one that I own, had a very good report this past week. UPS had a bad report. The banks, for the most part, had bad reports. And other companies, you know, the airlines, they had terrific reports. So it seems like it's one of those years more than ever where you have to be in the right stocks. You have to be on the right side of the street here. We have some major forces at work in the world right now, one of those being oil prices. And if you're on the wrong side of that trade, you know, you're taking on some water. And if you're on the right side of that trade, look at the airlines this past week, how buoyant those stocks have been and how they're benefiting from the low oil prices. We're also seeing it. It's still a lot of the consumer-driven stocks. A lot of the retailers still benefiting. Restaurants, I think, are on the beneficial end of low oil prices. And those stocks, for the most part, are reporting good earnings. So, it, you know, the earnings season is a mixed bag right now. I'd give it an overall grade of B- so far. We'll have a lot more in coming days that will help me fine-tune that grade a little bit. But right now, it just depends. You got to be in the right stocks. The stodgy old stocks of yesteryear continue to report stodgy old stale results. And the companies that are in the right areas, that are in your smartphone, or that are on the receiving end of low oil prices, they're reporting earnings that are better than expected. So right now, it's all about being in the right place at the right time. And of course, in my newsletter every week, I try to point you to the right place at the right time. I use the story. I'm going to show my radar screen, my fish sonar, my fish finder. I took a snapshot of the screen while I was out fishing last Saturday, what I saw below, and then I'll show you the results of what I drug up from below. I had to be in exactly the right spot, because the rest of the ocean around me was pretty much not too fertile last Saturday. And it's the same way in the stock market. You have to be in the right places. And that's what my app does, is it helps you point you to the right places in the globe, the right asset classes, the right sectors of the market, and even from time to time, some of the right stocks in the market. As we continue to have big positions here in Alaska Airlines and Southwest Airlines and Delta, all of which had very good weeks. Skyworks had a very good week. So we're trying, we're doing our best to be in the right places at the right time. And we'll talk about a couple of those spots when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, as I put my fish finder here on the market, one of the areas that continues to blip and show activity down below is the smartphone area of the market. And one of those stocks that I actually wrote about back in 2012. Do I have a book here? No, I don't have one right here with me, but one of the stocks that I wrote about was Skyworks, and I can look at up here and see what the stock was trading at back in February of 2011. Yeah, you know, it was in the mid-20s, and now it's $81 per share, and it is a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management, and I own it because it has those attributes that I like so much in a stock. Skyworks, I've talked about many times before. Skyworks is headquartered in Woburn, Massachusetts. Skyworks manufactures analog, mixed signal ICs, amplifiers, attenuators, detectors, diodes, couplers, mixers, and demodulators. All right, this is all inside your smartphone. That's all you know is you turn it on and it's all there. You don't really know what's inside that smartphone, but if you were to break it open and look at the pieces inside, you might find some Skyworks products in there. Skyworks is now a almost $16 billion company. This is one of the companies benefiting from the revolution in the smartphone. I can remember a phone on our wall when I was growing up, and you had to dial, and you had to pay extra for long distance. We'd wait till Sunday night to call my sister in college because the rates were lower on Sunday nights, and, you know, it was a different era. Now we carry these things with us constantly. We're sending pictures, we're sending videos, we're sending text messages, we're listening to music, we're snapping pictures. I mean, it really is a remarkable thing. I love having a smartphone in my pocket. Got my calendar there. Got my shopping list. Got some of my better fishing spots in there. I mean, it's a great thing to have, really. And Skyworks is one of those companies that has made it what it is today. Skyworks has been growing their earnings over the last 5 years by 26% per year. Now, if we take a look at the particulars of the performance and the valuation of the company, here's what I come up with, and here's why I continue to own the stock in my aggressive growth accounts. Over the last 10 years, Skyworks is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. And it's not a stock that gets a lot of play on TV or on the financial channels. We hear all about Intel, and we hear all about AMD and Microsoft and Cisco. And here's this little chip manufacturer that over the last 10 years has been dealing out. If you take the price where it was 10 years ago, where it is today, put a compound interest formula on that, you come up with 27% per year is what it works out to. That's pretty darn good. The market, on the other hand, has been averaging about 6% per year. Over the last 5 years during the smartphone revolution, Skyworks has been delivering 42% per year. That's just simple math. Doesn't mean that it's been a straight line. It's been all over the map. It hasn't. 42%. That's what I expect. That's what it's done. No. Some years it's 10, some years it's 60, some years it may be down a little bit, but over the last 5 years, it averages out to 42% per year. The market's delivered 13.6. And over the last 3 years, 55% per year. Hey, that was a pretty good stock that I wrote about in my book back in 2011. Back then, it was the best stock now. It was one of the 53 stocks that I chose to write about. And today, it's still a best stock now. Over the last 12 months, Skyworks is up 153%. That's pretty good performance there. In fact, it's one of the few stocks in my database that gets an A-plus performance record. And it gets an A momentum grade. Now we have to look at valuation, because you would think with this kind of performance that we're paying a sky-high price for the stock. Well, Skyworks is currently trading at 15.4 times forward earnings. That's a big discount to the overall market. Yes, chip stocks normally do trade at fairly low multiples, but I find 15.4 to still be fairly attractive, especially when I consider that the company is expected to grow those earnings by 19.3% per year over the next 5 years. That makes it trading at a discount to its growth rate. That gives it a PEG ratio of 0.8. Trading at a discount to its growth rate. When I take the earnings of this company, extrapolate them out over the next 5 years, I get an earnings target price 5 years from now of $135 per share. Skyworks is currently trading at $81 per share. So I still see enough upside potential for me to meet my value criteria. So here you have this conversion of collision of value on the one hand and performance on the other hand. Extremely good performance, extremely good relative performance. And you get a stock right now that my system ranks at number 44 out of 3,942. Skyworks. And if you look at its record of its rankings, you go back a year ago, it was ranked at number 162 a year ago, and it stayed in that upper echelons now for quite some time. So there's a good example of combining relative performance with valuation, and lastly is the chart of the stock. And again, I look at a stock and I just make a quick determination. Is it in an uptrend? Is it in a sideways trend? Is it in a downtrend? And I see a stock that's been in an uptrend now for quite some time. It has had a few sell-offs. It has had a few corrections along the way. But all in all, this is a stock that's still in a very healthy uptrend, breaking out here this past week with a very good earnings report. And Skyworks is a stock that I continue to own here in my aggressive growth accounts at Gunderson Capital Management. The last thing I would say is I never make any one position more than 2.5 to 3-4% of my overall portfolio. And I like to put a portfolio on the field of companies that have those attributes like Skyworks. Now, let's find some more like it, okay? Because not everybody's an aggressive investor. Some people want conservative stocks. Some people want growth and income. Some people are extremely conservative, and there are stocks also out there that have these kind of attributes but are in a different risk profile. This happens to be an aggressive risk profile. Not a recommendation, but an example of a best stock now. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour as I watch a, looks like a cruiser headed out the harbor for some exercise. I wouldn't want to mess with that thing, you know, if I was out there navigating today and they said, "Hey, we're on a course, you're crossing over our course," I would turn around and get out of the way, that's for sure. That thing looks pretty intimidating, headed out the radar. Look at the guns on that thing. Wow. Anyways, we got a lot of those here in San Diego. Down in the South Bay, we've got about 35 such cruisers, frigates. I don't know what they're all. I have a picture on my wall here. I have a poster on my wall with all of the naval ships that are harbored here in San Diego, based here in San Diego, and their names and their numbers. And if I could see it, I'd tell you what ship it was, but it is an impressive sight. Beautiful day here in San Diego. Anyways, we've talked so far about earnings season, which is hit or miss. The grid stocks like Skyworks and Southwest Airlines and Delta and Alaska Air, they're reporting good earnings. And the duds like the UPSs, the American Expresses of the world, the GEs, you know, they're reporting what they normally report. The IBMs, the Johnson & Johnson, stodgy old earnings. So it just depends. Earnings season's going good for the good stocks, and it's going about like it always does for the mediocre stocks. Talked about the printing presses being fired up, cranked up in Europe by the ink stocks right now. People that make the ink, because they're going to print a lot of euros. What is it, 60, 80 billion per month? Now that's just money that they have to make, manufacture out of thin air to buy those bonds, those European bonds, to keep interest rates artificially low, to flush people out of the bond market. They want you out of the bond market. They want you venturing out into the stock market. It's worked in the U.S., so they're going to try it European style. There's a little bit of a difference there. Their interest rates are already extremely low. Look at the German Bund, 0.5%. It's a negative interest rate. You don't even get back the $100 that you put in at the end of the term. I think you get back 99 or something like that. Why would people do that? Well, they happy to get a half a percent, you know, and be in the safety of the German Bund. Well, the ECB, the European Central Bank, wants you to get out of there and go get some fresh air and buy some European stocks and help the economy. Anyways, we'll see if that experiment works. Meanwhile, the euro is hitting an 11-year low. My son and his wife are planning maybe a European vacation. And I said, you know what? This is a good time to do it. I don't know if I'd go to Paris right now, however. A little bit of trouble there. But you know what? There's a pretty good exchange rate on the euro versus the dollar right now. In fact, the most favorable exchange rate that we've seen in 11 years. We talked about a little chip maker out of Woburn, Massachusetts by the name of Skyworks. And if you scroll down on the app, pull up Skyworks, SWKS, and scroll down to the bottom, see if I've ever had a negative thing to say about this stock since I featured it in my book in February of 2011. And it continues to hit new highs, and it continues to be a best stock now. Now, I hate to do this to you, but every once in a while, I've got to throw in a clunker. Just so you can see the difference between a best stock now and one that I consider to be very mediocre. And you know what? It's usually the big names, the ones that you've heard of, the ones that are on the financial channels all the time that are the clunkers. General Electric. Okay, you say, what? General Electric? A clunker, Gunderson? What are you, anti-American? This is a $245 billion darling, American darling. Well, it's out of Fairfield, Connecticut. Obviously, that's where it's headquartered. Let me just say this. General Electric, back in 2007, was a $42 stock. Today it's a $24 stock, all right? It pays a dividend, I know, 3.8%. How can you pass up that dividend, Gunderson? 3.8%. You get paid to wait and wait and wait and wait. Here's what your GE, not my GE, maybe your GE, over the last 10 years, how has, and you know, I mean, look, this used to be one of the great companies in the world. Jack Welch maintained like 15 to 20% returns for shareholder year after year after year after year. How's the new guy done? Over the last 10 years, GE has gone down by 0.2% per year. In other words, it's made no progress whatsoever in 10 years, okay? And I think that's about the time frame that the current CEO has been at the helm. Zero progress at all. The stock market's done 6% per year. Okay. Now, over the last 3 years, again, at least it's not 0%. At least it's recovered pretty well out of the low that it hit. It got clear down to $5 a share in 2009. It has clawed its way back, but even having said that, over the last 3 years, it's severely underperformed the S&P 500. GE's averaged 12% per year, while the market's averaged 16% per year. And I'm sure they'll have the GEO CEO on CNBC or Fox Business Channel today. They did report earnings. I think they beat by a penny or something like that. And I think they ought to put this track record up on the wall and ask the CEO if he thinks he's done a good job for the shareholders. Over the last 12 months, over the last year, GE is down 3.3%. The market's up 12%. So you've got a 10-year track record of zero. You've got a 3-year track record of well under the performance of the S&P 500. And you've got a 12-month period of time where it's negative while the market is up double digits. GE, you would say, well, it's a blue chip. It holds up well in a down market. Well, in 2008, it was down 54% that year while the market was only down 38%. They had ventured off. GE Capital had a lot of those bad mortgages. I don't see them being fined like Bank of America and Jamie Dimon and J.P. Morgan. He gets fined on a daily basis. If he gets out of bed wrong, they hit him with a fine, the regulators. Did GE get all those fines? I don't know. They were in that mortgage business too. How about GE from a valuation proposition? This has got to be a value investor's dream, trading at just 16 times earnings. Well, you know what? 16 times earnings gets pretty expensive when you're only growing by 5% per year. Maybe they should break up GE into segments. I don't know. They need to do something different because what they're doing is not working. And if I was a shareholder, I would not be very happy. I've written many scathing reports, well, not many, a few scathing reports over the years of GE and how mad I would be if I was a shareholder. I'm not a shareholder, and yet they continue on with the same management, going down the same path that they've gone down for many years, which hasn't been very good for the shareholders. Out of 3,942 stocks in my database, GE comes in at number 2,867. So if you look at your portfolio from one of the nationwide brokerage firms and see GE in your portfolio, hey, look, it's up to you. You can own those kinds of stocks in your portfolio. Or you can maybe, maybe do a little bit of pruning. You ever see dead wood? In a garden or in a tree, a fruit tree will produce much more if you prune away some of the dead wood and prune away some of the branches that are taking up room. Then all the energy can go into the vibrant branches, produce more and bigger and higher quality and sweeter fruit. And I think there's a lot of pruning that can be done in a lot of portfolios. I had some guy write to me and says, my dad owns a portfolio with 300 stocks. And I just wonder how many GEs, how many IBMs, how many of the other stodgy old duds of yesteryear are in that portfolio. Anyways, look, everybody's got a different way of looking at the stock market. I don't like owning big old stodgy old stocks of yesteryear. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the life cycle of a stock, of a publicly traded stock. I see a new IPO today. Let's go through the life cycle of these companies, all right? We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to
function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. The life of a stock, you know, in my opinion, they end up being, of course, they've had quite a life cycle. By the time you get to be a General Electric or a Johnson & Johnson or an IBM, you've had quite the life cycle. You know, I see stocks going public almost on a daily basis. And, of course, there's a life cycle before they go public. Generally Electrically speaking, it starts out as an idea somewhere, right? You know, I mean, there's been stories written about Steve Jobs and Wozniak dreaming up their computer in their garage. A lot of these various companies, I don't know about a drug, you know, I don't think it starts out in a garage, probably in a laboratory somewhere, but it starts out as an idea. This is also kind of a story of capitalism, too. And then they start to, you know, work on the idea, and pretty soon they realize that, hey, we're just kind of working on a shoestring here. We don't have a lot of money to invest in this thing, so the capitalism system brings in investors. Investors into the idea. Okay, now those investors are taking a lot of risk. That's a big story to capitalism. There's a lot of risk because not every idea turns out. I've seen a graveyard of stocks or companies that never turned out. They were nothing more than an idea. A lot of times there were bad people behind the idea, and the idea was more to fleece other people out of their money. But then there are good ideas, and people invest very early into this thing. And at that point in time, it's a private company. And then they might do an offering stock to people, and there's usually a thick packet that comes along with it with all the legalese and whatnot, and you're investing in a private company. And there's a lot of risk there because there is no market, generally speaking, for shares in a private company unless the company, usually the exit is that the company gets bought out or it goes public, one or the other. Otherwise, people are left holding pieces of paper in a private company, many of which turn out being worthless, okay? Now, if the idea starts to really catch on and it's the product is welcomed by the public and looks like there's an idea that may take off here. Maybe it's a restaurant concept. Maybe it's a Chipotle. Maybe it's, Texas Roadhouse Steakhouse or whatever, okay? And then they need money to build out, to start expanding. And they bring in more investors. They might do another private offering with the goal in mind of someday going public and cashing out or creating a market for those shares. Okay, so now I see a company going public here this week, Box. And I'm sure there's a lot of investors in Box. There's probably a lot of venture capital firms. That's another phase of all of this. If the idea is good enough, you know, you see Shark Tank. They present their idea to investors who represent other investors in the form of venture capitalists. And if the idea is good, they can draw some venture capital money. And the venture capitalists are looking to buy on the cheap. They're looking at 50-cent shares, dollar shares, $2 shares, and hopefully the company goes public someday at $15 per share. And they've made a big, big profit. If it never goes public, you know, they're stuck with it. company goes public. Generally speaking, you're buying from the original shareholders or the early shareholders when they're selling a portion of their shares. They're cashing out. Now, back in 2000, the vast majority of companies were going public. They had no plans beyond going public. Well, that's not good for the shareholder. If they're just unloading and dumping the shares onto you, and you're buying those shares, it's all you are is their ATM machine. And we found out that a lot of us were ATM machines back in 2000 for companies that just were designed to go public and nothing more. And many of those companies aren't around anymore. You better have a plan beyond the public offering. And if it's a good company, let's take GoPro. GoPro has continued to grow a little bit. It's been hot. It's been cold. It's had competitors come along. GoPro's now, I don't know, what's the market cap on GoPro right now? It's $6.3 billion. But it got up as high as almost $11 billion. Lost quite a bit in market capitalization. And then along the way, maybe it becomes finally a small cap stock, which GoPro is. And then if it's successful, it becomes a mid cap stock and it's still growing its earnings. And if it's a really good story, it becomes a large cap stock. And then pretty soon they can't grow like they used to grow. Just like, you know, getting older. Well, you know, it's a mathematical equation. You can't grow at 50% per year forever. Eventually it starts to slow down. Look at Apple. Apple's growth is now down in the, the most recent four quarters have been about 6 to 12% somewhere in there. It's not growing like it once was. And then when it becomes a stodgy old stock, it starts paying a dividend because there's nowhere else they can spend the money. They're done growing except for maybe 4 or 5% per year. So that's kind of the life cycle of a stock. Where's the best place along the way to own the stock? Well, I say in its growth years when it's growing. I don't like really the IPO because they price those IPOs so highly. But eventually, you know, if it's a good one and it starts to take off, becomes like a Skyworks or an Alaska Airlines or whatever, Southwest Airlines, and as long as that growth remains in place and it's reasonable, that's, in my opinion, when you want to own a stock. Anyways, that's the life cycle of companies. And there's risk all along the way, isn't there? Well, we'll be publishing the newsletter this weekend, just like we do every weekend. You can get on board by going to my website at pwstreet.com. We send out thousands of newsletters every single weekend. And if you would like to explore our services, our money management services here at Gunderson Capital Management, we have about five or six different management styles depending upon your risk tolerance, and that's a big part of our job is assessing your risk tolerance, and then you tell us how you want us to invest, and then we go out looking for the very best stocks within that risk tolerance. This is Bill Gunderson. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.